99.7 EJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K. Remember how to do this?
No.
You feeling good?
No.
Rested?
My feet don't feel good if they're not in sand.
Yeah, you're just getting back from a week at the beach.
That was harsh.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I mean, I'm sure you can find sand around the Ohio River that you could sink your feet into.
Not the same kind of sand.
Mm.
So soft, so good.
Mm.
Just a lot of fun. But you know, like, you kind of need a vacation from your vacation. Like, you know, I think it took us like an extra 2.5 hours to get home because we came home with spring break traffic. And now my body hurts in so many places.
So consider this your spring break from your spring break.
Exactly.
There you go.
Yes. No, but we had an absolutely wonderful time. It was fantastic.
I tried to convince my daughters to go see the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Oh, yeah.
They
no takers?
Are not as big of Super Mario gamers as I once was.
You were a Super Mario gamer?
Oh, yeah. They played Mario Kart several times and all that, but they don't know the backstory and the depth of the characters, Mario, Luigi, Princess, Bowser, all those like I do.
Then they wouldn't appreciate it.
Yeah, so
then you'd be mad.
The movie, though, and I was just like, you know what? We could go see it. We've got time. And they were just like, meh.
Dad, so it's a video game movie now.
I legit considered going to see it by myself. But I'm like, man, that's not a movie I want to see by myself. I want to see it with someone who appreciates it. So my wife was out of town doing gigs. So I'm like, all right, well, I just have to wait for her. Because she and I used to tear up some Super Mario back in the day.
Oh, so she would appreciate it.
She would appreciate it for sure. But apparently that broke records for the biggest animated film opening, $377 million. And what I didn't even realize, Jack Black is in the movie. He plays Bowser, and he wrote a song that is low-key a banger. By the way, for those of you who aren't versed in Super Mario, Peaches,
Princess Peaches, right?
Yes, that is the princess that
I know that
Super Mario and Luigi are trying to rescue from the clutches of Bowser.
Mario, Luigi, and a Donkey Kong too. 1,000 troops of Koopas couldn't keep me from you. Princess Peach,
I know, right?
At the end of the line, I'll make you mine.
I mean, look, he could come back as another act on Louder Than Life like he did last year, so there's a little bit of rock in that whole Peaches song. So, yeah, if you want to see the video, we already have it posted, WDJX.com. But, yeah, I'm going to have to – hopefully, if you did see it, you agree with all the critics that it was a straight fire banger. And I'm going to have to take your word for it until I can go see the movie. But
now, I've heard that Air is fantastic. Did you not have any inkling to see that?
No, I want to see that too, but I want to see Super Mario first.
Really?
Yeah, Air is the Michael Jordan Nike story for sure. Yeah,
yeah, with Matt Damon, Ben
Matt
Affleck.
Matt Damon, yeah. Ben Affleck, and all those guys. Yeah, for sure. There's a ton of people in that movie.
Viola Davis plays his mom.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan's. Oh my gosh.
So, anyways, we got a lot of stuff to get to here in about an hour. We've got free money for you with the pony payout. All right, let's get to that feel good. Kelly King.
Okay. So this is something kind of crazy that happened to a family that hasn't happened in 138 years. Mm. Carolyn and Andrew Clark were overjoyed to welcome little Audrey on St. Patrick's Day, not just because they had sadly suffered a miscarriage 2 years ago, but because she's the first daughter to be born on Andrew's side of the family since 1885.
Wow.
This is crazy. So Carolyn had heard that little fun fact a decade ago when she started dating Andrew. Said, you know what, probably not going to be in the cards to have a little girl. They revealed the big news, though, to the family in September at a gender reveal party with custom cookies that had pink filling.
That's a girl!
We were very shocked.
Andrew is one of three boys. His dad is also one of three boys. His grandfather is one of four boys. Andrew's great-grandpa was one of two boys. There hasn't been a girl in Andrew's direct line since the year 1885. Grover Cleveland was president.
Wow.
The Statue of Liberty arrived in New York Harbor in pieces.
There's been quite a boy run for a while.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? So Audrey arrived weighing 6 pounds, 8 ounces, measuring 19.5 inches long, and she's perfectly healthy. And yes, she is going to be the princess of the family.
Yeah, for sure. Wow.
Yeah. Really cute story. You can see at WDJX.com. Don't come
back to me. Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, the trumpet's mean. It's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling our best jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all for this trophy, this beautiful You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor trophy, which Kelly has had in her possession now for several games in a row, I want to say.
I feel really accomplished when she's living with me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club. You ready, Kelly?
Yeah.
All right. Losers go first. That would be me.
Okay. Wait, wait, wait. Rank your arsenal today.
Oh.
On a scale of 1 to 10. How funny.
16 out of 10.
Wow. Okay. Bring it.
I have levels.
Bring it, Ben Davis.
Kelly, a person who loves Apple products walks into a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Orders the same drink as yesterday. But pays more.
100%. 100%. Hey, Ben, fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
Australia's biggest export is boomerangs.
Okay.
Also their biggest import.
Ah, boomerang humor. Kelly, a teacher walks into a bar mm-hmm. and says, can I have a beer?
Uh-huh.
Bartender says, I don't know, can you?
Wow. That is honestly, fun fact, my husband says that all the time to the kids. Not about the beer part, but the can or may I, that kind of stuff.
Maybe goes, Dad, can I have a beer?
Yeah. No.
I don't know. Can you?
Yeah, no, she doesn't. Hey, Ben, today my doctor told me that my DNA was backwards.
Mm.
And I said, and?
Spelling humor. Kelly, a horse walks into a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Bartender says, hey. Horse says, just a beer. I already ate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have like... all walked into a bar jokes? Off to a strong start. Off to a strong start. Hey, Ben.
Yep.
Told the doctor's receptionist I needed an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
She said, how about 10 tomorrow? Said, I don't need that many.
No. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
A white horse walks into a bar.
Uh-huh.
Bartender says, we've got a whiskey named after you.
Uh-huh.
Surprised, the horse says, you have a whiskey named Eric?
I'd like to try Eric whiskey. Sounds delicious. Ben.
Yeah.
Guy says, my wife says she'd leave me if I kept using Star Wars puns.
Uh-oh.
I guess divorce is strong with this one.
Mmm. Oh. Sorry for the pause.
Come on. Who walks into a bar this time?
Kelly, a bear walks into a bar.
Yep.
And says, give me a whiskey and cola. Bartender says, why the big pause? Bear shrugged. Not sure, I was born with them.
Yep, yep. A lot of whiskey drinking animals in bars with you, sir. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
How long is 1 minute?
How long?
Depends on what side of the bathroom door you're on.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Grasshopper walks into a bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bartender says, hey, you know there's a drink named after you?
Yeah.
Grasshopper says, wow, there's a drink named Larry?
Between Eric the horse and Larry the grasshopper and everybody's in the bar today, I can't. I cannot.
I had levels of jokes there. The overarching joke was they're all walking to a bar jokes.
You're an idiot.
I don't even think I got to my best material.
No, you didn't. You didn't. I didn't care because you had me at Larry the Grasshopper.
All right. You laugh, you lose. They're brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club.
Stupid.
It's 100% stupid. On 99.7 DJX. Be thinking about the most expensive mistake you've ever made, other than divorce. We hear that from time to time.
Sure.
What's the most expensive mistake you've ever made? It's 99.7 DJX. Set in the book.
It's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah. So look, no surprise, people do dumb things when drunk, right?
Uh-huh.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing the thumb off a $4.5 million ancient Chinese warrior statue when drunk at a museum, you're doing okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, look,
oh my gosh,
happened several years ago. We're talking about it now because he's being sentenced on the 17th.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Michael, 24, he nicked the thumb from a 2,000-year-old terracotta statue. He was at a ugly sweater party at the Franklin Institute there in Philadelphia. And so
got a little too much of the drinky drink and got into mischief at the museum.
Yeah, snuck into an area he shouldn't have been. And
oh boy.
Thankfully, he did plea bargain where they dropped most the severe charge of concealment of an object of cultural heritage from a museum. That could have been 30 years in prison for him.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. But
wow.
Instead, though, he is now charged with interstate trafficking, 2 years in prison, $20,000 fine. So,
that's still very harsh.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, for sure. So, again, don't know. If you've had some wild, ugly sweater parties, but Michael can probably beat you.
Maybe we don't have it at a museum where a pricey ancient art can be destroyed.
I mean, you know, there's probably a section where the museum opens it up for the public, like for parties, for things like that. And
yeah, but maybe rowdy, ugly sweater parties is not going to be the best fit.
But sneaking off to restricted areas, yeah, definitely a no-no. And that's why it's a setting the bar story here. So if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing the thumb off a $4.5 million ancient Chinese warrior statue, could be fined $20,000, you're doing okay.
Oh, you know what this, what movie scene this reminds me of?
Mm.
Do you remember The Wedding Planner when they're walking by all the statues? And Matthew McConaughey knocks off the
The penis off of what was it, the Statue of David or something
and
like that?
And they super glue it back on.
It was upside down. Yeah, for sure. That was good. All right. So, hey, let us know, other than divorce, what's the most expensive mistake you've made? All right.
Oh, wow. It's going to be hard to top a 4.5 mil.
It's
and prison time.
That is going to be hard to top for sure.
Is.
All right, so other than divorce, what's the most expensive mistake you've ever made?
Backing into my mailbox, $2,000. New bumper.
Oh, my gosh.
And remember that?
And you can't blame anyone but yourself on,
you cannot,
on something like
you
that.
You cannot. Oh, I was. Oh, that was a bad day. Yeah. That was a bad day. That was not my best day.
I mean, you could say however many numerous times I've wrecked the station vehicles.
Yes. But that didn't come out of your pocket.
I was going to say, I didn't get the pinch on that. That was not my mistake. Right.
Uh-huh.
Vic texts us and said, canceled full coverage insurance on my SUV less than 3 weeks before I rolled it on black ice.
Oh, why would we do that? Why would we cancel the full coverage?
Dan says, I have a dedicated gas line for my barbecue. I rarely use that thing anymore. I cook outside all the time, but I almost use my smoker exclusively. Anyway, when I used my barbecue like 3 weeks ago, I forgot to turn off the gas.
Oh, no.
So the gas ran nonstop all the time. Ended up costing me about $300.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
Ow. That's not good.
So I remember we had an engineer hit the radio station that, like back in the day when we used to do like mobile broadcasts, when we broadcast from like Churchill Downs or something like that, we'd have to get special like phone lines and we would broadcast from these special phone lines and everything. So anyways, we had this engineer that we would turn on the phone line, like drop it there at Churchill Downs, but then forgot to turn it off. And we found out when we got a bill, like maybe, I don't know, a month, 2 months later, something like that. It was like $15,000.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it was insane.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we didn't need that service that long.
Yeah. Most expensive mistake outside of like your ex, because like there are a ton of people texting in going, yeah, my ex-wife. Yeah, my ex-husband. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, we get that.
Something other than that.
Tim, I put a pot of water on the stove to make macaroni and cheese one afternoon, fell asleep on the couch.
Mm.
After all the water had boiled out of the pot, practically fused itself to the cooktop, and then the cooktop cracked. Basically, it was cheaper just to buy an entire new stove than try to replace the cooktop, which, I mean,
yeah,
you're lucky anyways, Tim, because it could have burnt the entire place down.
Yes, indeed. Oh, dang. Yeah, let's not forget when we're cooking.
Nicole, my ex-husband's pro wrestling figure collection. Look, don't hate on the dude's hobby.
Oh, wow. But it sounds like it was pricey.
Yeah. Beth, I accidentally wrote a check to the electric company for the entire balance in my bank account.
Oh, wow.
The electric company didn't reimburse me for the difference. I just didn't pay an electric bill for 7 months.
But
still, if you wipe your entire bank account out in one fell swoop, man, that's gonna
have more than one bill.
Yeah, that's gonna be tough to recover from for a little while.
Dang.
Most expensive mistake you've ever made. Michelle, my dad went to my ex's to get my stuff after a bad breakup. I gave him a list of specific items to grab, one of them being a VHS box
yeah,
of Disney movies that was in my closet. Now, my dad came home and said the box was so light, he just threw it away, not knowing I had $8,400 in cash in the box that I was saving.
Oh, gosh.
Never keep cash anymore.
Oh, goodness. Or at least, you know, let people know where it's hidden if they're going to move it for you.
Wow.
Oh, dang.
Oh,
wow.
Brent said, as a kid, I caught our garage on fire with smoldering fireworks. My mom's brand new Audi A4 was in the garage.
Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, that is a big thing because can smolder for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like you've got to make sure those are done.
All right, then finally, most expensive mistake you've made. Mary said, bought my ex a car for $1,200, put it in their name. Thought they'd pay me back. Nope.
Oh, dang. Well, at least it was only $1,200. I mean, that doesn't sound like the nicest car in the world.
I was going to say it could have been a $12,000 car, and then we're talking, different stuff. But, man, that is crazy. All right. Good stories there on 99.7 ETX. If you got one, feel free to call or text it in, 502-795-1997.
It must be exhausting, always rooting for the anti-hero.
Taylor Swift, 99.7 DJX. Can we talk a little bit about the rumors that have been swirling that she and Joe Alwyn have ended their relationship after 6 years? Apparently, it happened a couple weeks ago. The proof it's flimsy at best, what I'll say. And
everybody's confirming it, though, now.
Like everybody like Taylor is?
Well, all the major outlets.
Well, like all the major outlets jumped in on it immediately to begin with. And they said that it happened a couple weeks ago and it was not really dramatic. It was because Joe was not on her Eras tour. And that was kind of the big sign. That and this from Entertainment Tonight.
At her March 31st concert in Arlington, Texas, Taylor actually removed the track Invisible String, which many people believe is about the actor, from her set list, and replaced it with The One, which is about a lost love.
So that is kind of flimsy, too, because she changes her set list every single night as well. So I don't know if it's got value or not. I mean, he's not gone on other tours that she's done, so I don't know if this is different or not. Do you have something that I haven't seen?
No, we've just been updating the blog as more confirmations are rolling in from the major outlets.
A lot of people jumped in on the rumor that they had split immediately. Like a lot of the major outlets did jump in and say, yes, they are broken up, according to, quote, sources. And, yes, I'm holding out hope that those two kids...
Are you really invested?
You know, I mean, I felt like they were good for each other.
Okay.
You know, you want her to be happy, right?
Sure.
All right. So, anyways, we've got it up. WDJX.com if you want to take a look at that. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, $1,000 could be yours. We're offering it up every single day with the $15,000 pony payout, brought to you by Park Duval Community Health Centers. And Jessica Bentley, you're a winner.
Oh my God, you're kidding me.
Uh-oh.
You're joking right now.
No, not joking, Jessica.
Oh my God.
What are you going to do with the money?
Oh, my God. I'm going to take my kids to go shopping.
There you go. For
there
sure.
Oh, God. I think I'm going to go to Target.
Oh, wow.
Take a Target run. Epic Target run for sure. Jessica, tell them.
This is Jessica, and I just won $1,000 from 99.7 DJX.
Yeah,
look
girl.
Look at that. Oh, we made her cuss.
Tell you, when you get the phone call that says you win $1,000, reactions can't be determined. You know?
Exactly. You can't just really always predict what's going to come out of your mouth when you get that news.
For sure. Well, congratulations, Jessica. Next winner, it could be you. And so when you get that phone call, just make sure you answer it and then be like Jessica and win that $1,000 on 99.7 DJX. All right. Coming up next, you'd think everything in Penny's life is fantastic.
It seems to be falling into place.
Yeah, I mean, she just got engaged. Her fiance is rich. I mean, like, okay. Millionaire rich.
Right.
Yeah. So,
which is great. I'm sure he's a great person.
But there's one thing that she's like, ooh, should I take this as a sign of things to come and leave?
She's considering leaving, yes.
Yep. So group therapy coming up next. And if you've got an issue, you're like, you know what? Need Ben and Kelly to toss it out to their listeners. Well, then here we are. Hello. Hi. How are you? BenandKellyShow@gmail.com. You can send it to us, and we'll shoot it over to our listeners and see what we can do for you, all right?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Penny wrote to us, hey, Ben and Kelly, will you please give me your thoughts on this? After 6 years of dating, my fiance proposed several months ago. Our wedding's planned for July. Great, right?
Right, yay.
I was ecstatic, blissful. We discussed a prenup before the engagement and both agreed that that would be beneficial.
Okay.
Until he actually presented it to me.
Hmm.
Now I feel slapped in the face. For background, he's wealthy, upwards of $3
million. Oof.
I am employed, stable, worth about $75,000.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of us has kids. This prenup states, though, that neither of us will be executors of the other's estate and that I agree to get no life insurance benefit and that in the event of a divorce, I will accept a total sum of $2,000.
Oh.
Essentially, after 20 years of marriage, he could leave me with about 0.1% of his current worth.
Hmm.
I know I need to speak with an attorney, but I'm kind of mortified to tell anyone what my fiance thinks about me. And when I tried to talk about it with him, he calls me a liar and a gold digger. So obviously that hurts because I am neither. But it feels like this prenup prevents us from ever building a life together.
Hmm.
Should I run from the man I love?
Man, prenups are I get how they can protect you for sure. And protect what you have and in the event of something like that. But
at its core, it's planning for the demise of your relationship. And that's tough to think about as you're trying to also plan the wedding and think about starting your life with this person. That's tough. I mean, I don't have enough to.
I was going to say, I'm not.
Nope, we didn't need that.
I'm not in the position of a prenup, so I didn't.
Nope.
I don't know what to. I'm at a loss. I would say talk to him or whatever, but he's calling you a gold digger, you know, for wanting more than just $2,000.
That's really, really, really harsh. I mean, just the fact that, I mean, that is a statement right there, thinking that you wouldn't, especially if you spend 20 years together and then it doesn't work out and then he's not going to think that you're worth more than that.
Yeah. I wonder who he plans on leaving the money to, if not you.
Right. And then what if she ends up leaving her job and her career to, like, raise kids or whatever? Like, I don't know if they've talked about that. You just kind of assume that might be a part of the issue down the road. And then if she gives up all of that, then she's going to have nothing if he just decides we're done.
Yeah, this is one of those problems that I think we've all contemplated. It's like, you know, more money, more problems. And you're like, oh, just let me try. Let me try the more money, more problems thing. And I think Penny's realizing that maybe that is actually true, where with more money comes more problems and all that stuff. So I don't know.
Well, and the fact that you're not going to be the executor for each other's estate, I mean, that's kind of, usually husbands and wives, they do that for each other. That's in the will.
All right, 502-795-1997. Obviously, Kelly and I are no help.
We are no help at all.
502-795-1997. We'll take your calls. Maybe if you've been in a situation where you have experience with a prenup, and, you know, one of you was on board, the other one wasn't, or whatever, how you worked through that, maybe that'll help Penny in her situation. But
do you think this is like a test? Do you think he's testing her?
You mean if she's like, okay, then he's like, surprise!
Okay, she's, yeah, I don't know.
It's
but
all
maybe
for
he
love.
wanted to see how she reacted.
Yeah,
maybe.
You're right.
Because, I don't know, because this is really so one-sided.
I was going to say, we're only getting her side of the story. So maybe he is thinking like, look, we got together. I mean, they've been together for 6 years though. So you'd think that after 6 years, they'd get to know each other's true colors. And maybe she was even a part of his net worth being that much, you know, like
exactly.
She
yeah.
Him
if
build
she was
his
there
empire.
While he built it. Yes.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. Anyways, 502-795-1997. So Penny's fiance worth more than $3 million. That's fun. But when she was presented with a prenup that they had discussed, she felt slapped in the face. Basically, she'd only get, what, just a fraction of a percentage of his current worth.
Yeah, like $2,000.
Yeah, and when she spoke to him about it, he called her a gold digger. So she's like, ah.
A liar and a gold digger.
Yeah, so does she take this as a sign and run? Oh, man, a lot of you are just showing some tough love here. Matthew says this guy is so greedy, very self-centered, very selfish, obviously cares somewhere about his assets and money, more about his assets and money than her. Ray says he's showing his true colors, part ways now because money means more to him. Yeah, a lot of people are saying that money means more to him.
Yeah, Elizabeth says this would be a deal breaker for me. The fact that he's not even willing to let you be the executor of the estate when he dies and only wants to leave you a measly $2,000 in the event of a divorce speaks volumes. That's not even considering his name calling. Leave him. He doesn't love you like a husband should.
Hey, Wendy.
I would never sign a prenup that did not have life insurance. That I would never turn down life insurance. You never know what could happen. Mm-hmm. And anybody that wouldn't want to protect their family, it seems like that they're not financially responsible. So I would definitely run.
Man,
yeah, it just seems a little weird that he doesn't want her like covered in any way, shape, or form.
Right, exactly. I think he's got a side chick. That's my opinion. He definitely wants to leave money to somebody else if it's not his wife. I mean, who is it?
Yeah, that's true.
That is true. He doesn't have kids.
Right.
Wendy, that's a harsh truth, but I think you may be onto something.
I think so.
All right.
Stacy says, as an insurance professional, I find this disturbing. I'd like to know who the beneficiary of the aforementioned insurance policy is.
Yeah
they're like, who is he leaving his money to?
Right.
Unless he wants it all to go to charity, but doesn't sound like.
And who
that's
is charity?
The kind of
she
guy.
Sounds hideous.
Exactly. I don't know. It doesn't sound like he's the kind of guy though that would just leave his fortune to charity stipulating $2,000 for the woman he supposedly loves and wants to spend a life with.
So it is very easy for us over in our golden throne to throw down like, hey, your fiance who you've been dating and, you know, in a serious relationship with for over 6 years, who's worth millions, is no good. Run.
I know.
It's easy for us to say that.
But I feel like the way he wrote that, it's very telling. It just is very dismissive.
Yeah.
It feels dismissive, doesn't it?
Yeah.
If he loves her and he wants to build a life with her, I think he would want her protected, even in the event it didn't work out or whatever. Yeah. Again, it just feels icky.
One last one from Amy. She says he is already calling her a gold digger. Sounds like he is the issue with wanting the money, not her. I'd say have a serious talk, and if he can't drop it, run. Simply because how do you create a family, life, etc., without always worrying about this?
Yeah, you know what? After 6 years, he shouldn't be tossing out names like Gold Digger.
Yeah.
He should know that she's in it for him. I don't know. It would be interesting to know, like, how quickly he came into that money and if she was a part of building that fortune.
Yeah, that is true. All right. Well, hey, Penny, I know probably not the reassurance you were hoping for, but maybe it was. You know, I don't know. But yeah, definitely keep us posted on this. That is group therapy. All right, let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Sherry calling us from E-Town. Hi, Sherry.
Good morning.
There you are. I forgot to take you off hold, and I'm going, why isn't she talking? Oh, that's right. I put you on hold. Hello, my name is Ben. I'm new here. All right. All right, Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Kelly, describe what Sherry's got to do.
Well, you're going to hear three stories. You got to figure out, did that story happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult? Pretty simple, but difficult.
Yeah, let's get the stats on Sherry. Sherry's calling us from E-Town. She's got blonde hair, drives a Jeep Rubicon, is a nurse, is married, and runs half marathons for sport.
Wow.
Just to do it. So, all right.
Sherry, that's impressive.
How long have you been married, by the way?
I've been married for 3 years.
Oh, okay. So you're still kind of in that honeymoon phase. I love that.
Practically honeymooners, I love it.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So little kid, drunk adult. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. First one.
I threw a turd at my aunt on Easter Sunday.
Oh, did you get that?
Something on Easter Sunday. I threw something at somebody on Easter Sunday.
I threw a turd on my aunt on Easter Sunday.
Why?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, why?
Little kid or drunk adult.
I'm going to say drunk adult.
All right, you're saying drunk adult.
Really? I'm going to say little kid. I hope it's a little kid.
All right. Kelly says little kid. Sherry says drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
Little kid.
Yes, okay. Right. All right. Maybe something happened during the Easter egg hunt. I don't know.
Well, we'll find out.
It was Easter Sunday, and we were at my aunt and uncle's for the annual Easter egg hunt. And
yes.
One of my cousins kept stealing all of the good eggs, and I got at him and scooped up some dog in the yard with one half of the plastic egg.
Oh, gosh, he took half of the plastic egg. Oh, no, I can already see where this is going.
Oh, wow.
And when I went to throw it at him, my aunt walked around the corner and it splattered all over her Easter dress.
Oh,
even with his British accent, that still is vile.
Got in so much trouble. All right.
Yeah, no more candy for you, kid.
No more candy at all. All right, so you're 0 for 1, Sherry. Here we go, next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
While I was with my cousins, I told the dirtiest dad jokes I could find and laughed so hard I passed out and peed myself.
I'm going to need the joke. If we don't get the joke out of this story, it's a fail.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to stick with drunk adult on this one, too.
I agree.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
I was drunk, but also 15.
Oh, drunk, but also 15.
Oh, gosh.
We'll give that to you.
Oh,
I guess.
No.
But it was only because it was New Year's Eve, and my parents let me have one glass of champagne, and we quickly learned what a lightweight I was.
Oh, she said it was New Year's Eve. I had one glass of champagne, and I turned into a lightweight.
Oh, no.
And no, Kelly, we did not get the joke, so sorry.
Oh, that's a fail. I need that for Friday.
All right, Sherry, last one, little kid, drunk adult.
I was kissing this guy when the bean burrito I had for lunch got the best of me.
No.
I don't know where this is going.
No.
No.
Oh, goodness.
No.
Oh, goodness.
I know, it's tough, isn't it?
Oh, goodness, that could be either way. I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with drunk adult.
All right, you're going drunk adult, all right.
Yeah.
All right, Kelly,
drunk adult.
With her head in her hands, says drunk adult as well. All right, so both of you say drunk adult.
I was drunk adult.
Drunk? Yeah. No.
Okay.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's hear the story.
I was at a friend's house party, and we had been drinking beer, which makes me gassy on its own. And on top of that, I had a bean burrito earlier in the day for lunch.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. She's like, first of all, beer makes me gassy. Second of all, had a bean burrito. Go on.
As I'm making out with this guy, I can't believe I'm about to admit it. I can feel it coming up, and I try to hold it in, and at that exact moment, he grabs me tighter like you do when you're making out, and he squeezed out the loudest fart I have ever heard. I've never seen someone jump so quickly. I was completely mortified, but thankfully, he just started laughing, and we got back after, like, nothing ever happened. We've now been married for 10 years.
Look at that!
Oh my gosh.
He knew at that moment. He's like, you know what? This is the girl I'm going to marry. Yep. That's the moment. Oh, that's good. Hey, Sherry, congratulations. You're a winner.
Awesome. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Hang on the line a quick sec. We got to get a little bit more information from you, all right?
All right, great.
I mean, the best part is none of this stuff happened to you, so you
Yes.
Yes, that is a big win. Right. But we do need more of these stories.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Sherry, real quick, you didn't meet your husband the first time you made out by farting, did you?
No.
That's great.
But,
that
you
is
know,
good
when,
news.
You know, it's all set in stone, though. Now he can sit there and do whatever.
Right.
That's true. Uh-huh. Got a ring
Feels
on it.
More comfortable.
All right, hang on, Sherry. That's funny.
Oh, my gosh. So if you have a magical story that you think could fall in either one of our categories, a little kid or drunk adult, then send us a voice note, BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com. Just send us a little teaser, reveal the answer, and finish the story.
Yep. Look, you can't predict how you're going to react when we tell you that you won $1,000 just like Jessica did on Friday.
You're joking right now.
No, we would never joke about something like that, Jessica.
Oh, my God.
I know. So she was super excited. Of course, $1,000 could be yours. The $15,000 pony payout brought to you by Park Duval Community Health Center and 99.7 DJX. Fun fact. We did learn the sound Jessica made the first time she saw a man naked.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That was exciting. Oh, God. For her, for sure.
And now she's like, is $1,000 worth it for the humiliation?
I mean, at least I didn't choose this as the sound she made the first time she saw a man naked.
Oh, my God.
It's probably more accurate.
That might have been right. Oh, to be that lucky guy.
OMG. So sorry.
Jessica was fun. Jessica. All right. So, yeah, another winning word coming up at 9 on 99.7 DJX. All right. Coming up next, we're going to dive into the DMs. If you've got an issue and you're like, you know what, I need Ben and Kelly to weigh in on this. And I can already tell you, I am going to be biased, I think, with this one.
Really?
I think I am.
It's going to affect your input?
Maybe.
Uh-huh.
It might. It might not be as unbiased as we all hope it would be whenever you submit something for us for a DM or a group therapy, all right? So that coming up next, as Renee has discovered something about the guy she's seeing, something 12 years in the making. And now is wondering if it's a red flag. You can always get a hold of us on social media at Ben and Kelly Show. Great way to DM us. We'll take it. Toss it out to our listeners. See what we can do with you.
Renee says, hey, Ben and Kelly, need your help to determine if this is cute or creepy.
All right.
My sister, Andy, had a couple of lunch dates with a guy she reconnected with from way back.
All right.
They ended up hitting it off again. And last weekend, she went to this guy's apartment to watch basketball. Mm-hmm. When she got there, his twin sister's there. Mm-hmm. Andy had forgotten that he had a twin, and they all drank and laughed, and they caught up on old times.
No, that's good.
Didn't take long to realize that this dude is roommates with his twin. Even better, they've been living together for the last 12 years.
Okay.
So is this cute or creepy that the 37-year-old guy I'm dating is roommates with his twin sister?
Okay.
Thanks, Sol.
Okay, I think I was okay. So I'm biased a little bit. I've got twin daughters who are off living on their own now. I do see a time when they will not live together, but it's going to take a special someone to break them up, so to speak, you know?
Yeah.
And
but, okay, so he's 37 though, and he's had a roommate for 12 years. That's his twin sister.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's anything that's weird or scandalous that's happening between the two.
No, but it might be hindering either, you know, both of them trying to find people to date in lasting relationships. Live on your own at this point. You're nearing 40.
Uh-huh.
So do a lot of people that are still single have roommates at that age? Or is the roommate thing kind of in your 20s?
Yeah, I don't know.
For me, that's what I thought was sticking out the most is not necessarily that it's his twin sister, but that he still has a roommate at 37.
Okay. All right. Sure. Okay.
I feel like at that point you should have your own home, and, you know, that way it would probably be easier in the dating world and trying to find someone to connect with and start a life with, right?
Maybe.
Because I feel like if you're bringing someone back home and you got a roommate, things have to be coordinated.
Well,
right?
Yeah,
it just,
I mean,
gets a little more, like, complicated.
But no, that's not impossible, and something it's, that obviously co-eds have had to deal with for generations.
Yes, but I think it's more, I guess, expected in your 20s. Late 30s, no.
Yeah, a lot of people are dropping the Game of Thrones reference with the Lannisters. I don't know if you're familiar with the Game of Thrones or the storyline there. But
I didn't watch that, but Roxanne was like, ooh, girl, I saw this on an episode of My Crazy Ex. Red flag, run.
All right. Well, hey, we'd love your thought on this. If you've got one, 502-795-1997.
I don't know. I think it's more on the, why does he still have a roommate?
Yeah.
After 12 years in your late 30s.
Yeah, maybe that's more of a failure to launch sort of red flag than the fact that his twin is his roommate.
Exactly. And I'd be looking at his twin sister, too, like, hey, you should probably be living on your own at this point, too, right?
Maybe. Wasn't that in Bridesmaids? Don't you remember Bridesmaids?
Gosh, it was a million years ago.
And they bathed together, too.
Now, see, that's creepy.
That was a little bit creepy, for sure.
This is just kind of like, why are we still having a roommate in our late 30s?
All right. Well, hey, 502-795-1997. Took a minute for the supporters to actually come out for this DM that we got from Renee, who's actually asking about her sister, Andy, who reconnected with a guy and went back to his apartment to watch basketball. His twin sister was there. She found out they'd been living together for 12 years, and he's 37. So now Renee's butting herself into Andy's business and saying, hey, is this a red flag?
Is that cute or creepy? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I'm glad you clarified it, because at the beginning it was like, okay, she's talking about her sister. But then at the end it said, is it cute or creepy that the 37-year-old guy I'm dating is roommates with his twin sister? So that's why I was confused.
I think that might have just been a typo.
It's her sister that's dating him.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Well, either that or Renee's trying to make up someone. And she slipped up a little bit.
It's just like, I'm asking for a friend.
I'm asking for a friend. I'm asking for a friend. Renee, we see through you. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I think the bigger issue is not necessarily that it's his twin sister, but the fact that they've been living together for 12 years, and he's 37, and he still has a roommate.
Swifty
so
Kim
why
says,
is that?
Have you all checked rent prices lately? Almost impossible for one person to afford a place on their own anymore, so having a roommate at 37 might not be either of their first choices, but if they're both single and looking for a life partner, then it makes sense to just live together until they meet their match. Just saying.
Okay, that is true. A lot of people are mentioning just like, hey, inflation, things are so expensive. But, you know, it hasn't been that bad for 12 years.
Tracy says, I'm a twin, and it was a lot for us not to live together. However, we only lived together until our mid-20s. I don't think your problem is that he is living with his twin. It's the fact that he's 37 and not living on his own. Yeah, that's kind of...
Bingo, that's my point. Yeah.
Yep, Tracy, I think that's what we were kind of saying. Laura says, look, this isn't a Lannister vibe at all. Yeah, because there were some people that were saying the Lannisters from Game of Thrones,
that there's some sort of deeper relationship with the
siblings. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She says, I'm just someone who doesn't see it as a big deal. But I agree with Ben that I've known people who have a twin sibling, and it really takes a very special person to break that bond. Maybe neither one of them have found that person. Maybe he already did, and it broke his heart, and that's why he's only living with his twin sister. Who knows? I feel like we need more context here.
Yes, but I wouldn't have a problem with it if they're in their 20s. But he's late 30s. He is flirting with 40. We're not living on our own yet.
Bethany says if he's been living with his sister for 12 years and they're that old, it's definitely a codependent relationship, and it's not, and it's going to be an issue.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Well, yes. It sounds like that's a package deal. Like, you've got to...
That may be tough to break, yeah.
That, yeah, mm-hmm. That, which is difficult if you realize that if you date him, you're probably going to have to, like, date her.
Well... Just know that she will always be a part of...
A big factor.
Yeah, his life like that. All right. Well, I think you got a lot of stuff to think about, Renee. We know it's you! Your sister, Annie, come on!
And her sister, Annie's like, oh, wait a second. What,
why are you throwing me under the bus?
Not me.
Yeah, exactly. Renee's like, hey, asking for a friend. Is this cute or creepy? Whoops, did I say I?
Well, I love the fact that he's close with his family. That is not a bad thing.
No.
But I think at 37, we need to be living on our own and having our own space, and so that we can... You know, be ready to move on and build a life with a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right. Cool. Thank you.
Did we solve it?
I don't know if we solved it.
Did we say break up? It's more creepy than cute. Is that what we said?
I think we just said, hey, there's a lot to think about. And
yeah, maybe we don't have a roommate at 37. Unless there's some sort of special circumstance that has made that a necessity for 12 years.
Yep. There you go. So from time to time, we like to shine a light on Florida. Greased up, naked guy got arrested on a trampoline in Florida. Sound good?
Okie dokie.
All right, so if you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into houses while naked and covered in grease, you're doing okay. And we'll get to why the trampoline's involved here in just a sec. This guy's name is Blake, right?
Mm-hmm.
Blake's 34, a.k.a. should know better.
Okay.
He smashed a window trying to break into someone's house. Then he left, tried to break into another house.
Did he think that he lived there because we had too much of the drinky drink? Or was there something in there he needed? Why? Do we know?
Well, police are pretty sure he was on something, but wouldn't say what. So we don't know. However, spoiler alert, yes, police got involved. When they arrived, Blake was fully greased up and he didn't have clothes on.
What kind of grease did we put on our body?
Wheel bearing grease and mixed that with peppermint oil. And in fact, the police thought he had toothpaste on him.
Spa treatment.
There is...
it's for moisturizing.
There is body camera audio.
I got one running, going westbound behind just the fence. He's naked.
I mean, this is basically...
He's naked.
He's naked. He's naked.
The perp is naked, just FYI.
Yep.
He's in the pool. Still running.
Okay, so he jumped into someone's swimming pool, then climbed out of the pool.
Then got back out and still running.
Yep, still running. Then hopped on a trampoline.
Get back here! Put your hands behind your back! Hands behind your back!
Oh, okay. It's like a paste.
Yeah.
What's all over you, man? Smells like toothpaste.
Yeah, the police thought it was
minty
toothpaste. He got arrested on the trampoline. So he
was like, I was having a spa day at home and it just went awry.
Well, he didn't actually get a chance to do any naked trampoline jumping, which is the real shame in all this. So yeah, Florida, naked, grease, trampoline.
And arrested.
And arrested.
Okay.
That is a little Florida story. If you can manage
a whole bunch of setting the bar.
Make it through the day without breaking into houses, naked, covered in grease. Yeah, you're doing okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's all try to do that, shall we?
I think we can.
All right. Now, Kelly, you say this is either a feel good or a setting the bar?
It kind of toes the line a little bit. Jessica Nunez lives in Massachusetts. Thought her 5-year-old daughter Lila was playing games on her phone during a recent drive home. Later found out she was living her best life shopping on Amazon. In fact, Lila spent nearly $4,000.
She ordered 5 pink motorcycles, 5 blue motorcycles, 10 pairs of cowgirl boots, and a Jeep.
Because I wanted one. He just puts all buttons and he puts in the brown button.
The bikes and the Jeep came out to about $3,180. The boots alone were about $600. These were actually non-returnable originally, but I had reached out to Amazon at 2 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, please, is there anything that we can do?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And they said, finally, yes, they will send the return labels for those. And then, of course, they have to wait for the rest of the stuff to get delivered before they can send that back. But they did say that she can send all of it back. She's using it as a teaching moment. But apparently Lila had seen this little boy, and he had a dirt bike. She's all like, I want one of those. But she was too young to ride it. But then she was just like,
I know how
I wanted
one.
It, so I bought it. And then throwing some boots. I want them in pink and blue.
Let's just hope her teaching moment is not, hey, if you want it, just use parents' credit card.
Yeah, no. The teaching moment was, hey, if you want to do chores around the house and earn some money, maybe we can get you one that's a little bit more age appropriate.
Ah, there you go.
Yes, you can see her adorable story, though. It's up at WDJX.com.
All right, setting the bar stories are what, Kelly?
They're examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, I think we've had several of these already this hour.
Oh, really?
And so, well, yeah, if you look back at this hour and that we had naked, greased up, and in Florida, we had the girl ordering $4,000 worth of Amazon stuff.
That's true. And that is true.
And then this. Now, Derek doesn't take rejection well. He seemed to think his ex was not really his ex, so he just tried to reach out a few hundred times to make sure.
Oh, gosh.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without calling your ex over 800 times in just 2 days, you're doing okay.
That is a lot of time
that
committed.
That is a lot of time committed. Derek called his ex 815 times in 2 days. That's 48 hours. That's 17 times an hour if you're doing math, or once every 3.5 minutes.
And she didn't answer one time? I feel like that's a really strong message.
A man in Hagerstown, Maryland, has been charged with cyberstalking his ex-girlfriend after reportedly calling her more than 800 times.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
In 48 hours.
Yeah.
And if you do the math, that means it's one call every 3.5 minutes for 2 days straight.
Yeah.
44-year-old Wayne Bowers indicted on a count of stalking by a federal grand jury for those excessive phone calls and also for using social media to harass and intimidate his ex-partner. Mm-hmm. If convicted, he would face up to 5 years in prison.
Yeah, look.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's the best way to profess your love and win her back.
No. Definitely not. So,
guessing she probably needed some space.
That's probably why they are exes. Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah. So he was arrested, charged with cyberstalking. So, that's kind of a scary situation for sure.
Yes. I think that she's probably taking this as confirmation she made the right choice in breaking up.
Right. Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without calling your ex over 800 times in just 2 days, you're doing okay.
Yeah, that's not going to work to your benefit. And might even, you know, land you in jail.
That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. We were talking earlier about this listener. Her name was Penny. She is engaged. She's seen the guy for 6 years. He's worth millions. Everything looks like it's great.
Except for the fact they drew up a little prenup and it's real one-sided.
Yeah.
Like, not in her favor.
Right.
At all.
Like, almost insulting.
Very insulting. It's very insulting.
And so now she's like, I thought I loved him. Like, what do I do now? Like, what?
Like, they've been together for 6 years. What else does she have to do to prove she's not a gold digger, which is a word that he used against her when she questioned him on it? He also called her a liar.
So you can kind of catch yourself up on some of the comments that have been made at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook. And then you can also hear our original chat. I think we were all, hey, $3 million ain't nothing to sneeze at. But there's a price to have a good life. And if your good life is doesn't involve a guy who berates you and calls you a gold digger for asking for a better shake in your prenup, then maybe that's what you need to consider.
Yeah, there were a lot of questions we had, too. Like, was she, you know, a part of him building that fortune? Yeah. If so, she's entitled to some of that, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, that's look at the Bezos situation.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, hello? She's not asking for Bezos money. But $2,000 is not enough.
Right, for sure. All right, so yeah, catch yourself up at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook, or you can hear it, WDJX.com. Click listen. 99.7 DJX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Another winning word coming up with Ryan right around 10 o'clock. A chance at $1,000. Man, I'll tell you, on Friday, Jessica was a bit excited.
You're joking right now.
Yeah, she was excited to hear that she was $1,000 richer. In fact, said that she was going to go on a little shopping spree.
Oh, my God. I think I'm going to go to Target.
Look at that. That's going to get eaten up real quick.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if, but, you know, $1,000 you didn't know you had all of a sudden in your pocket. Yeah, why not? Why not treat yourself?
Why not splurge?
All right. If you missed anything on the show, you can always catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com. Click listen. Anything else, Kelly?
I think that's it. It was a struggle getting back into the swing of things after having my toes in sand for a week.
Yeah, well,
but I made it through.
Okay, we are all happy that you have powered through.
Thank you for the thoughts and prayers.
The struggle. Okay, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.